occupying the northern third of the island of Great Britain, Scotland is one of the four nations that make up the United Kingdom. The country is well known for its mountainous and beautiful scenery, and is also noted for its lochs or lakes. Much of the west coast of the country is intersected by sea lochs. Edinburgh, the capital of Scotland, is the country's most popular attraction. Its old town and new town have both been named as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Edinburgh is also one of Europe's largest financial centres. It was the hub of the Scottish Enlightenment of the 18th century, which transformed the nation into one of the commercial, intellectual and industrial powerhouses of Europe. Edinburgh became host to an astonishing amount of intellectual talent, including philosophers Francis Hutcheson, David Hume and Adam Smith. On June 5, 1999, the capital city of Edinburgh was graced by the loving presence of Supreme Master Chiang Hai, who had accepted the invitation of Earnest Truth aspirants to make a stopover during her European lecture tour. We now invite you to enjoy Supreme Master Chiang Hai's enlightening and insightful lecture entitled The Way to End Wars, given on June 5th, 1999, in Edinburgh, Scotland.
Supreme Master Chiang Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centres near you.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I love this. We love this. It's very, very traditional. My once beautiful home. Long time ago. That was beautiful, huh? That's very, very typical Scotland. And that reminds us of home. Home, I mean heaven. In the higher kingdom, we can hear this kind of music. Oh, I just divulge a secret. Don't tell anybody else. Except that we don't need the instrument. We'll be played automatically by invisible force of the creation. And I'm sure your people in the ancient time, before you have invented this bagpipe, your ancestor must have known the higher level of God's kingdom in order to invent this instrument, because it sounds very much like the celestial music. Well, congratulations. So how are you? You all right? Did you enjoy the concert of Rolling Stone? No? Why not? You didn't go? Wow, a lot of excitement there. I saw a lot of people on the street and all the hotels are booked. All the restaurants are reserved. I was almost left on a train station. Yeah, luckily we found a room. Wow, Scotland is so famous, huh? Everybody comes here in summer. And now it's also the year of architecture, I heard, yeah? And we're busy with the conference about constructing the parliament and all that stuff. Is that right? Wow, that's a great news. Yes, congratulations on the development of your country. It looks like your homeland is revitalizing and is growing and thriving and so full of energy at this time, at this period of power. And this is very good. This is very good that we are so positive. When we look around, and there's not too many signs, quite a few countries is having problems. We should feel very happy for Scotland. that your people, your government, occupy yourself with very, very constructive thing and constructive way of life, constructive thinking, and this is very wonderful. May God bless your country more and more, and you continue with your constructing energy, and that will be good to lead us all into the year 2000. It's better than talking about negative things. This is a good thing to do. I'm very happy for you. So I also come here to, as part of invitation to your homeland, I come to offer the best thing that I know of, also very constructive, and even more so to go along with your constructing trend at the moment to improve this homeland even more and more every day. Because just like we have to know architecture knowledge in order to build our safe home, we have to know also some spiritual knowledge in order to build our foundation of a noble mansion in the kingdom of God. The spiritual knowledge, it doesn't even cost us anything. It doesn't cost us time to go to college. It will not, nevertheless, award us any kind of certificate. But the reward inside is the kingdom of heaven, is our true home, and we can begin to build it right now. Even though we already have it, we have forgotten the tool. Just like we all heard of God and heaven, but unfortunately, many of us have never seen. Sometimes we have a glimpse of God in our very, very, very deep, deep moments of prayer, but then we probably dismiss it as an illusion. But I have the way to show you if you're interested, so that you know that is real. We can verify whether some inner spiritual vision are real or not real, whether the one we spoke to are real God, God's representative, a real Jesus manifestation, or is it some kind of illusionary imagination of the mind? Most of people, when they try to venture into the kingdom of God alone, they tend to get lost because they don't know the map. I'm also here to offer you the map to heaven in case you haven't got it. It is just like the map from airport to my hotel. The taxi driver just open it, and then he can drive, and then definitely he arrives. And meanwhile, he can see also the landmarks before we arrive at the hotel, so that he is sure that he knows the way and the way is correct, if he doesn't know it before. Suppose the taxi driver already knows the road, then it is very, very easy. But if he doesn't, the map will help him. Similarly, if we already know the road to heaven by our own knowledge or by learning with some other knowledgeable teacher, then we can go daily. If we don't know, we can inquire about it. It's just like everything else in life, we can inquire the material needed for our specific intention. As an architect, he should inquire about where to enroll into the constructing college, and then he takes some time to acquire all the necessary information until he becomes adept in his profession. Then he can build his house or anybody else's house. Similarly, spiritual knowledge is also open to everyone who are interested, who are serious about knowing our original home, which is built by light and music of heaven. The material we use here to build our house are similar to each other, like bricks, tar, cement, and then we paint it outside and we decorate it like some magnificent theater like this one. In heaven, we have much, much better material to build our house, and each one of us can be an architect because we have the tool and the power of creativity, which is God's quality, which has been bestowed upon us the moment of creation, aeons ago. Before we even descend into this world, we have all this so that we can build our own world, we can shape our destiny, we can travel heaven and earth at will, we can leave the body and re-enter it anytime we wish. But it is such a density of this physical planet that it blurs our vision and disturbs our wisdom so that we forget all this source of creativity, all the power that is necessary to survive better in this world as well as the next. So God sometimes sends us some messenger, some reminder, such like Jesus, Buddha, etc. And they will bring us the map again to heaven. And then the map will continue to pass on from one generation to the next. And some of the descendants of Jesus, Buddhas, or Jesus, Buddha's disciples, among them who has acquired this map for themselves, would have mastered the art of traveling between heaven and earth. Then he knows the map even by heart, and he can also take any of us with him without any trouble. It's like your taxi driver. If he goes back and forth between my hotel and the airport for many times, he surely can drive even almost with his eyes closed. So it is very simple to know heaven and to know our true home. The only reason we do not know is that we have forgotten the map, or we have long been too busy with the mundane worries and survivals that we have forgotten the hidden tools within our true heart. And also another reason is very difficult to find the descendants of the old masters who has mastered the art of traveling between heaven and earth. Suppose we have not mastered it ourselves. So, just like any other thing in the universe, inquiries, informations, this all we need. And then we have to practice the information at hand, and then we'll become adept, just like every other subject. Spiritual science is even easier, much, much easier than other science of the physical study, because physical studies most of the times require so many things, so many hours of study, so much books to read, so many instruments to practice upon, so many apprenticeship years to spend, and so much effort, even financial support and time consuming before we become adept of any kind in this world. On the contrary, spiritual mastery does not require us any of such extravagant effort. So we can kind of study like part-time, like we save like one-tenth of our time. And then we can acquire it in a very short while. And meanwhile, before we become reacquainted with our true home before we attain mastery again. I said again because we were once master already. We came from heaven. We were all masters. We were all Christ. We were all Buddhas. There was no difference between any of us before we came here. When we came here, we became different. I will explain. So, before we reclaim or we reach mastery again, we already will experience so many blessings, so many miraculous events that will enhance our life, that will smooth our journey on earth as well as to heaven. We will recognize that we are the greatest being in the universe. We will know that God truly is here for us every second because miracles will happen without us having to do anything, without us having to call upon heaven and earth, having to kneel and pray for hours on end, or do any kind of magic potion, dance around, jump about, or do whatever, upside down, inside out, whatever. We don't have to do anything like that because God is almighty and that God resides within us. It is a great surprise to all of us that even though we know that, even though we try to believe that, we still cannot grasp the reality that we are nothing but God inside. So I'm here to remind you of this truth, and I will also help you to know it yourself. Because second-hand knowledge is nevertheless second-hand. Only the truth that you know yourself will remain forever. I'm not here to be your teacher. I'm not here to stay forever and bind you with any contract or any conditions. I'm here to teach you once and for all that you are the teacher, that you are God. And please try to remember this through my spiritual scientific method, day by day, so that you can reclaim your glory, even without my presence after today. Because once I teach you, you will never forget. Because the God within you, you will know, and the God is the one who will awaken again himself and direct your mind and your brain, which is up to now, we think is us. Direct them to do the right things, to smooth out the course of your life, to bless your existence, and then you still have abundance of blessing to share with the whole planet and the universe as well. What is good for Scotland is good for Europe. What's good for Europe is good for the whole world. What's good for this planet is good for the whole universe, because we are all linked together. There's no one can exist without another. We all connected, just like we need the sun and the flowers need the earth, and we like the flower, we need the flowers to feel good, and the flower in turn needs us to fertilize it, to take care of it so that it blooms in the best possible beauty for us to enjoy. The universal brotherhood is a vast, beautiful net of intelligence, and we are a part of it. And any part of this net, when in trouble, then the whole net kind of delay in function and defect. Therefore, we need to fix one, and then everything will be all right. I am not here only to serve you. I am here to serve myself, because I also belong to you. And I know through my meditational practice that I am one with you. The essence within you, the essence within me, take away this body, become one together, like the ocean. Now we are separated, just like the bottle that separates the ocean water inside with the ocean outside and floating around it. Similarly, this body makes the illusion of separation between us. But during the course of meditation daily, you and I will see that we are all one. And then we are also one with God, because we are made of God. And He just clothed us with these material suits so that we will play out our part to make this creation colorful and versatile in all aspects. But once we did our job in this world, we can go back home. And it is the urge within us that let us know that our time is up or not, that we can go home now, or maybe we wait until next life or next century. So you are God yourself, and the God within you, of course, we decide. I'm only here for the ones who are ready. Therefore, there is no push, no force, no hurry on my part. Just when you're ready, we stand by and help. Not only I or my elder brothers and sisters stand by, the whole universal power stand by. God stands by. All the angels stand by. Once we decide to go home, we have the whole bunch of escorts. And I will show you them also. If you follow my road, you will see them on the road yourself. Because this planet, this physical creation is not the only one. We have so many mansions in the home of God. And in all these mansions are full of beings, wonderful like us, or more wonderful in some way, more knowledgeable. And they assist us when we travel on our journey back home. And it is a very, very wonderful journey. Anyone who travels enjoys immensely. And we just enjoy it the more so because it's even better our life here on this planet. It's not only lead us in spiritual improvement, it assists us in material aspect as well, so that our life will be more in abundance and things that we need will fly to us. I mean, literally, sometimes, the way we want it, without even having to utter a word of prayer. Because I will show you God, and God is connected with you after the so-called transmission, the rekindle, the reinitiation. Then He and you are connected. You can become one, and what you want is what He wants. He will know what you want. He already knows what you want. It's just that we have forgotten how to listen to His command, how to listen to His advice. And therefore we don't know what He instructs us to do to solve this problem or that dilemma. It's not that God doesn't answer our prayers. It's just our telephone line to heaven is temporarily cut off or displaced. So all I do is just help you to plug it back in, fix it, and then we can be right there with heaven again. And that's why we call this process immediate enlightenment, because that's what it is. Just seconds, you see the light, you might see heaven, you might talk to Jesus, you might see God, you might converse with the ancient masters and learn direct knowledge of heaven. I'm just here to reconnect your line. Yesterday, I heard that some of the Scottish telecommunication was disrupted, right? So many thousands of people cannot communicate with each other. Similarly, when our telephone to the Kingdom of God is disrupted or displaced in any way, we cannot hear God. So even though we like to submit ourselves to the will of God, it is very difficult. So if you would like, I will humbly fix it for you. I don't even have to do anything, because actually God will fix it himself. It's just that I will show you how to be receptive to this message, because you have forgotten the way, that's all. And if you like, I will show you God today, immediately, as soon as we have time to sit down together for an hour or two, because you need some instruction so that you know how to do it at home later when I'm away. And in case you have any question after that, you still can contact me or can contact my elder brothers and sisters. They also know basic things. But the most important is God himself will teach you every day. Whenever you have time to sit down with him, he will teach you. He will teach you through the brilliant light inside. He will teach you to the music of heaven, the universal language. He teach you even in Scottish language. He will teach you through the ancient masters who will appear to you, just like I appear to you right now, in your inner vision. And you may converse with them, ask them anything you want, and they will teach you everything that you need to know. And meanwhile, any physical questions you can address to me, here or after the initiation, or any time. Thank you very much. You are very attentive. God bless you.
I thank you for visiting and sharing your thoughts. I believe that each individual has the capability of reaching his God here and now. But do you think that there is a change in our current time, specifically 1985 to the year 2010, that allows for a more global, larger change?
Oh yes, it's kind of a pushing, kind of pushing. Because when a great quality of spiritual energy gathered together or condensed in one period of time, then there's a more pushing than usual. Especially when the planet may be in more turmoils, more troubles, more turbulence, or more war, more disasters, then the grace of God is more urgent. Because the more people pray to grace of God in this time of need, therefore, the more people sincerely pray, the more grace of God will descend upon this planet. And therefore, we feel a little push at the end of the century. And that's correct. Therefore, many spiritual awakening signs are all over the planet. In America alone, at least statistically, tens of thousands of people turning into vegetarian, and more so in spiritual practice every year.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food. Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
What are the three realms of illusion and how can these be overcome?
The three realms of illusion is a way of speaking of the three different plane or level of consciousness, or three different mentions of God before we reach the highest realm of eternity. Before we reach the Most High, there are several or five mentions we must go across, and three of them are the lowest one, including ours. That's the three of them. And these three of them are the realms of the most illusionary creativity. So everyone in these three planes of existence or three levels of consciousness believe something that they are not. And they are veiled from the truth a few years after the birth. And the veil gets thicker and thicker every day. The more we engage in mundane activity, the more we forget our true home. Above these three realms, there are more spiritually oriented existence. And that's where we must last cross in order to know our true self in all splendor, all glory. We stand one with God. We will proclaim, I am one with God. I and my Father are one. That's how Jesus proclaimed this way when he reached this stage again. Not that he didn't have it before. Everyone, even the highest master who descends into this planet, has to relearn the whole process, just that they learn quicker. Quicker than the one who has not learned before. Yes. So when Jesus reached again this stage, he proclaimed, I and my Father are one. I am the Son of God. But the people at that time did not understand him. Many, not all of them, but some of them believe him and follow him. So similarly, we can reach that height, and then we will know what Jesus means.
This is a double question. If we are all God, who made the world we live in, and who should we worship? To reconnect us with God, should we not just seek him in prayer directly? How is Kuan Yin different? God bless you.
Yes, yes, you will. You will pray directly to God after you know him, after you see him. And I'm going to help you to see him, because you have forgotten how. That's all. He's always with you right now. The very essence of your being is God. He is you. Just now, we are too occupied with the mind, the habit collecting of the computer brain, and we identify ourselves with all this data, with all these informations. We will proclaim ourselves as thus. Oh, I am this, I'm a smoker, I like smoke, I am angry person, I'm impatient, I don't like that, I don't like this, I am so and so, I'm such and such personality. These are just the habits, the traits that we have acquired while in this planet. This is not our true self. Our true self is the essence of God. I'm going to show you that. Then you can pray to him directly. Have I not said that? You don't have to do anything with me afterwards if you don't want to. I'm just stand by in case you need any more questions. Yeah, and when you okay yourself, then bye-bye. And the Kuan Yin means reconnecting with the reverberation of God, with the Word of God, with God. Because in the Bible it is said that the Word was with God and the Word is God. So when we reconnect it with this Word, which is God, we become one with God. But because of our brain, we have collected so many informations in this planet that crowded our vision, crowded our room of thinking. So we need a little more times reminding daily, to see God daily, to see the light daily, to hear the Word of God daily, to hear the teaching of Jesus daily, inside, you know, directly. Not through the Bible, not through my books, not through my speech, but directly, face to face. Then you will be more and more enforced. And then you will remember that you're God, then you say, I'm one with God. I am God. But that takes some time. And the Kuan Yin means that. It is a Chinese term. I started in Taiwan, and there they speak Chinese, and then all the books were printed in Chinese. And then so they just keep the name, just like Christ is a Hebrew name for enlightened saint, and Buddha is the Sanskrit name for enlightened saint. But they keep the word because it's become just a habit and everybody speak like that. But it's the same. Okay.
There are three questions. What do you think of Buddhism? Do you think there will always be war? Do you believe that there are any differences between the varying religions?
Okay. The first one, what would I think about Buddhism? What do you think? Why don't you tell me what do you think? Is it good? Yes? Okay. Good. Does Buddhism teach you anything bad? No. If you read it, nothing bad. Like, you be compassionate to all beings, you be truthful, you be faithful, you practice meditation so you know yourself. You don't steal, you don't kill, you don't lie, you don't do all these bad things. Just similar to Christianity. And the God nature within us, in India they call it Buddha nature. Buddha means enlightenment. Yeah, enlightenment nature means God nature. Only God can enlighten us. Enlighten means you see the light. Enlighten. So Buddha speaks the same like Christ. Buddhism is the same as Christianity. If we have time to study all the contemporary or the various religious scripture, provided that we really understand the words of the enlightened saints, we will see that they point to the same thing. That is our true self. And what is our true self? God. You call it Buddha nature, you call it God's power, you call it our real self, you call it our face before we were born. They're all the same stuff.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try it alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
We appreciate your warm-hearted company for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Join us again on Friday for part 2 of Supreme Master Ching Hai's wisdom-filled lecture entitled The Way to End Wars. Now please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Models of Success, coming up next after Noteworthy News. We wish you and your loved ones much joy and loving kindness.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.